Shabbat Shalom, family. You see the title of this video, the name of Yasharal cut off. We have many people don't understand, once again, simple things, small things, like the name of Yasharal and this name Israel. We don't understand these simple things. And we have our people, these camp leaders, teaching lies, many lies. And this is one lie that I'm about to expose here. They go to Psalms 83, and this is what they read. Do not keep silent, O Yahuwah. Do not hold your peace, and do not be still, O Mighty One. For behold, your enemies make a tumult, and those who hate you have lifted up their head. They have taken crafty counsel against your people and consulted together against your sheltered ones. The Most High will have, He always have people that shelter. In the wilderness, there will be sheltered ones in the wilderness. They have said, come, let us cut them off from being a nation that the name of Yasharal, a name of, they say, Israel, may be remembered no more. Now, this is how people teach it. See, the name of Israel is cut off. The name of Israel cut off. That name no longer remembered. This is a lie, family. We can't say the name of Israel is cut off and it's remembered no more. Either this scripture is lying or people are misunderstanding. And see, if you don't know Arabic, this is where the misunderstanding will come from. Is the name Israel cut off? Or the name Yasharal cut off? Let's see. Here's Israel. We know Israel. It's on the map. It's the world stage. It's out in the forefront. Formerly known as the State of Israel. It's a country. Western Asia. This is what we all understand. This name isn't cut off. This name goes throughout the world. You see it on the map. They have a flag. This name Israel is by no means cut off. Anyone teaches Israel, the name of Israel has been cut off. They're teaching a lie. Without a shadow of the doubt. You Google Israel, here it is. This is what they call Israel. This is the flag of Israel. These are Israelis. Or some people say, our people, and in the scripture, you see in the English was changed. They took Arabic scripture and made it English. And they screwed it all up. And you will see Israelites all throughout the Bible. That's a tragedy. And it's a mistransliteration. This is what it is. It's incorrect beyond a shadow of a doubt. Look at this. Israel, in other languages, all these languages, it begins with I. Look at this. I. No Y. They cut off the name of Yasharal, that the name of Yasharal should be remembered no more. But you see the sons of light at the end will rise and embrace the heritage and the language and will understand how this is very much a lie. This brings me to something that I need to mention here. Notice how they take this name and they make it Yisrael. They're using the I, a Y and a I, and this is the Yod. There's only one. And then you have the Shin. See, they got this. This is supposed to be in Arabic here, which is the modern day Arabic. Yasharal. But see, our people, we don't know this. And so it's hidden in plain sight. And for the people over there in the land, watch this. They supposed to be speaking Hebrew. They don't say this. Why they don't say this? Because the name of Yahshua has been cut off and they know it. They can't proclaim this. So they have to say something different. And then here we go. Here we go with our people. I Google Black Hebrew Israelites. You Google Black Hebrew Israelites, this is what you get. We are following Jewish traditions, Jewish customs. Israel is a Jewish, it's a Jewish custom. It belongs to them. And see, when they hear someone like me, and when they hear new people come, and they don't understand this, we're not Hebrew Israelites. They find out these people are telling them we are the real Hebrew Israelites. And then they hear me saying we are not Hebrew Israelites. And now they're confused. Now they are confused. Which is which? They're coming out of Christianity. Of course they're not going to know the difference. Why can't these people get on board with Yahshua? It's because they are their father, the Jews, Israelites, Israelis. You can call them Israelis. Jewish customs, Jewish tradition. They don't want to get on board with Yahshua. And some of them know Yahshua. They say it wrong, Yahshua. That's better than Israel. But then they continue to say we're Israelites. They will continue to say we are Israelites. All right. All right. Let's see what got. Let's see here. Here's the proof here. This Psalms 83. Come, let's cut them off from being a nation that the name. Look at this. The Y and the I. This is supposed to be the transliteration, but it's not correct. The Y is correct, but there's no I. It's supposed to be Yahshua. Now, this is why they have to cut this name off. Here's the reason why. It comes from, look at this, Shra in Hebrew, the H8280. And of course, this is the H3478. This word comes from power. Power. This is what it comes from. All. We know the H410. Power. Mighty. Look at this. Strong. Might. Power. Powerful. This is where this comes from. So if you take this name and cut this name off, not only are you cutting off the name, you're cutting off power to a people. Simple message, but yet it's deep. It has a deep meaning here. You're cutting power off to a people and making them powerless. With what? With what? Yish Rael. This is it here. Yish. It's Yiddish. They're letting us know. This is where you get Yiddish from. This is Yiddish. So they cut off a power to the people. They want us powerless and not powerful. Look at these different definitions. He will rule as mighty one. See, Yahshua was meant to rule the earth as a mighty one to the people. This is what he was meant for. Look, contender. Yahshua was a contender. Israel weak. Israel need a government. Israel following Jewish people. A soldier of the mighty one. To fight. We can't fight. We're weak. To fight. These are the meanings here. And it's unbelievable how people can still believe a lie. I Googled Yahshua and couldn't find a decent picture to prove that it has been removed. There should be many pictures of this word, Yahshua, and it doesn't exist. When you see pictures like this, It's got something wicked in it. He who rules with this mighty one, this other mighty one. Look at this. Unbelievable. What is this? Look, this is the Rothschild symbol. What is this? This is our people following Jewish customs and Jewish traditions. The wrong crown. It's the wrong crown here. See, this is the crown of the family today. Unbelievable. Couldn't find a decent picture for this video with Yasharal because it doesn't exist. The name of Yasharal has been cut off. I told my son, look at this. I'm looking for a picture for this video and I can't find it. What is this? This is their symbol. They're going to try to put Yasharal here in the ancient Arbery, which is correct, but this is their symbol. They're using this today. This is their shield. Let me back up. This is their shield. Now, I saw this comment here with someone trying to get people to see things. And then I have my arc here, Jason Brown. $2 goes to Jason Brown. May the Most High Barak you and your family mightily. He's trying to help someone out. He's helping me out. When people come in here and make misleading statements. And this is what he's doing. He's correcting him on a misleading statement. He's telling him, you're saying we are Israelites. This is far from the truth. In my ark here, he understands this. This is far from the truth. And this should be simple. And he said it must be corrected. And he's right. This has to be corrected. And I can't correct everything. And I asked for help years ago. And I have many that's helping me. $2 to those that are helping me in the comments section. But we are not Israelites. And what he's saying here, new people come, you're going to trip them up. Now, I was trying to figure out, this is in hell for review. I'm like, why? Why is this in hell for review? Block words. Because he had a typo error here. They're going to put it over here, two typo errors. He didn't leave a space. Come on. Come on, YouTube. They don't want this comment seen by others. Unbelievable. Now, I've said this before. Here we go again. When you call yourself the children of Israel, here is your daddy. Let me say, here are your daddies. You're saying you're the children of these three mighty ones. This is who the father is. Every time you say we're Israelites, we're Israel, we're the children of Israel, you're saying these three mighty ones, and this, I've done a video on this. But yet, we struggle to get it. But yet, the camps continue to teach this lie, along with many, many, many other lies. Listen, the church is drowning in lies. The camps not far from them. They're telling fewer lies, but they're not far from them. And the Most High got me on this light thing. The church is a form of light. It gives light to a dark world. The camps give a little brighter light. There's a light that's brighter than that. We want the light brighter than both of them. And when this light shines, we get this through the Most High's word. When this light shines, you can't see the other lights. No one won't even look at them. They will no longer exist. Their light will be eliminated. This is what happens when you shine a brighter light on a dimmer light. I think the Most High, he's laying that on my heart pretty heavy. And he probably want me to go into this. These dim lights. So make sure you understand the name of Yasharal has been cut off, that the name of Yasharal shall be remembered no more. And if you call yourself children of Israel, you're saying these are your mighty ones. They're your father. The name of Yasharal is the name that was cut off. Shabbat Shalom.